that sound.
That's what we say.
Oh, how is coffee commonly made in your house?
Oh, well, we have instant coffee now.
I see.
We most modern. But we use it before we had the regular ground coffee, which is drip.
If you're thirsty, you might ask someone to give you a
drink of water.
All right, and talking about what they'd give it to you in, if that were full of water, you'd say, well, I have a
glass of water.
All right, and if you dropped it on the floor, you'd say, and it shattered, you'd say, uh-oh.
I broke the glass.
And so the glass is?
Broken.
All right. Someone talking about drinking water, they might say, how much water have you
had today?
All right, have you drunk?
Mm-hmm.
You say, oh, I just three glasses.
A glass of water, one glass or two glasses, whatever you
That's
had.
All I
had today.
All right, that's all I drank.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Yeah, that's all I drank.
Okay. If you have guests at your home and you want to invite them to sit down at the table, how would you invite them?
I would just say, come on in and have dinner with us.
All right.
If it's dinner time or whatever time of meal, whatever meal of the day it is, come on and have breakfast with us.
All right, what you're saying to them, would this change as to whether they were close friends and relatives or comparative strangers? Or
no, if a stranger walked up and if we were breakfast time, I might say, would you like to have breakfast with us this morning? We eat breakfast.
I see you'd phrase it a
little more.
A little
formal.
All right. Would you ever tell them to draw up a chair? Your close friends, or would you ever say, just sit down?
Yeah, I remember one night last week, I said to a real close friend, I said, oh, pull a chair, girl, and come on, eat something with me.
There are lots
it's
of ways.
It's a familiarity person.
All right. And if you had potatoes on the table and you were being very informal, you'd say, here, just have yourself.
Help yourself to the potatoes.
All right, and so I did, and I
had a helping.
I
helped to myself.
Okay. If you didn't want any, you might say, oh, I don't
care for any.
All right. Food that has been already cooked, but then you want to serve it a second time, you'd say that the food was
warm, no.
All right. You put food in your mouth and then you
go to chewing.
All right. And when you're doing this, you say, it's very necessary that you your food well.
Chew your food well.
All right. You ever had any mush?
Yes. Don't ask me how you make it. Yeah, I've had mush.
Is it, do you put anything sweet on it? Or is it with milk? Or when you eat it?
I'm thinking of corn mush. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of real tender young greens. And taking the broth, or the liquor, we call it, off of that, and making up that cornmeal.
Oh, I never, you use the liquor from where the greens are cooked to make the mush?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Then you use it and make it into a ball, we call corn ball, meal balls in the greens. That's what I was thinking about, and you said mush.
Well, now this is dropped down into the greens when it's cooking?
While it's cooking, and it cooks in there.
Well,
no, I don't know. Yeah, that's different from the mush now.
No, I mean that's different from mixing up the liquor with the cornmeal. You eat that separately?
No, you eat it together.
No, let's see. Now, I'm confused a little bit. When you, because I've never run across this before, I want to make sure
I
understand.
I'll tell you what. Now, the mush, you don't eat it. You don't necessarily eat it with the green, but you use the liquor in making it.
I see.
But the dumpling, what they call a little bowl.
Corn balls.
Corn bowl. They put in there. They call it cornmeal dumplings. In the
greens. I see. Now, they're not mixed up with the liquor.
They're mixed up too.
Oh, you've taken out some
liquor. I mean, that's the way I mix it up. I mix it up with my liquor off of my greens.
And then you put them back in.
Put it back in.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I didn't know. I had run across
that. Well, that's one way with these right young tender greens.
Mm. What kind of greens are edible?